Welcome to Adventist Waves.
Can you share like one song that personally inspired you and has resonated with you over the years?
Oh, wow. I like all the songs on there, to be honest. I think I'm going to run with one that someone reached out to me and said that they really liked it. And it's an arrangement, a medley I did of the song Overshadowed and the hymn Under His Wings.
Welcome to Adventist Waves. I am your host, Khan Elmers. On today's episode, I talk to Kendall Backus about his music and arrangement of Overshadowed Under His Wings. On Adventist Waves, we look at the songs of Adventist musicians. Song stories told one piece at a time. Thank you for listening. Introducing Kendall Backus.
I'm from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We were just hit by Hurricane Beryl, Category 4. I didn't get hurt. God was good. I grew up here in a family, Adventist family, with four siblings. I'm the youngest and a bit of a musical family. And I grew up exploring the piano, more or less what people call self-taught. I don't know if there's such a thing. God wired me with a good ear for music, and I began to navigate the keys of the piano from a pretty young age, playing by ear and also playing some classical music and hymns.
So if you wanted to summarize your music in one sentence, paragraph, for those people who have like never heard of you before and your music, like you just never put on the headphones and listen to Kendall's music, how would you explain that to them?
Well, I'd say semi-classical piano arrangements where melodies are telling stories of God's love.
Cool. I was recently going through some of your collections of albums, and you've put together 6 albums so far, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. You have 2 recent albums that you have released. Can you bring us back to the place where those albums were created?
So those were created during the pandemic, and I was in the US. And because of the pandemic, they suddenly canceled all flights to my island, St. Vincent, from Florida. And I was like, wow, what is God doing here? And there was this elderly lady, she was about 89 at the time, that was writing to me. I didn't know her. She had heard me on 3ABN. And she had been writing to me about my music. And I said, if I'm ever in the Florida area, I'll give you a call. And so I visited with her. And at the same time, my flights were canceled. She had someone staying with her just as a support because she lived in the countryside, far away from everything. So she said, why don't you stay here? I have an electric piano. So I ended up staying at a place while her regular carer went up to Ohio because her dad wasn't well. And so I had all of this time. I think there were only doctor's appointments and Walmart to go to. So I had all this time, and I decided to start writing a new album. And I ended up writing 2. And these were sacred songs I grew up on in my teens. I ended up during that time writing these 2 albums. One is called In His Image. I have a background in biology, and there's all these challenges about how man was created. And I thought, I really wanted to speak to the whole idea that we were created in God's image by a God who loves us. So I created this album called In His Image, and the other one is called No Greater Love. And I just started arranging these songs because I had the time and access to this nice piano. And then I thought, I should just go ahead and record them, because now I'm on a U.S. visa, and so there's a limited amount of days I could stay in the U.S., right? It allows me to stay there for 6 months. I got really concerned that my visa was going to expire and I didn't have a way of getting out of the country. But God worked it out. I decided maybe I should just go ahead and record. And so I reached out to a colleague, not a colleague, a fellow pianist, And he said, if you were going to record a piano acoustic albums, I would recommend a studio up in Orlando. And interestingly, I had an invitation to come up to Orlando for a weekend by an old friend.
Oh.
And I said to him the studio name, and he said, let me look this up on Google. And he said, oh, this is about 5 miles from my house.
Incredible.
I ended up going up to Orlando, and I only had the finances to book that studio for one day. Recording studios, they're very expensive. And so I went in there, and I thought, they thought I was a bit crazy because I had a whole list of songs. And I said, I'm here to record these songs, and way too big a list to record in one session in one day. But God was with me. I went ahead and I kept going track after track. And so the end product of that was what a CD's No Greater Love and In His Image. Wow, true story.
I was just checking out like how many songs you have on each album, and on No Greater Love there's 11 and In His Image is 10. So that's quite a lot of songs that you recorded in a space of one day, isn't it?
That's right, one day.
Can you share like one song that personally inspired you and has resonated with you over the years?
Oh, wow. I like all the songs on there, to be honest. I think I'm going to run with one that someone reached out to me and said that they really liked it. And it's an arrangement, a medley I did of the song Overshadowed and the hymn Under His Wings. The lyric in this song, it says, how desolate my life would be, how dark and drear my nights and days, if Jesus' face I did not see to brighten all earth's ways. I am overshadowed by his mighty love, eternal, changeless, pure. And so it gives the imagery of like a bird protecting its kids, its chicks, like a hen or an eagle. And so I recorded a medley of that with the hymn Under His Wings, I'm Safely Abiding, who from his love can sever. Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Thank you. So yeah, that's one of the tracks on that album that I really like.
Cool. What do you hope people to take from that?
If you know the song, because I'm doing instrumental music, hopefully it brings the lyric back to mind. And hopefully the melody in my instrumental arrangement tells the story in a way that really expresses those lyrics. And if you don't know the lyric, I hope that, because I also have this intention of music medicine and therapy from my piano music, I hope that it takes people somewhere where they can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the studio, I always pray before I play or record, and I ask God to go with my music and attend to the listener on the other end that would hear it. Yeah, those are my intentions.
Wonderful. How can people get in touch with you and support your music?
Sure. I have a website, and it's www.kendolmusic.com. That's KENDOLMUSIC, kendolmusic.com. My album's available there. You can read my bio as well as explore some other aspects of my music on my website. Music First is an app that you can also support my music by downloading that app and listening to me there. Other than that, purchasing my albums from my website, they're available on USB there as well. And also platforms like Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, following and sharing and listening. Those are ways to support my ministry.
Adventist Waves.
Thank you for tuning in to Adventist Waves. This podcast wouldn't be possible if it weren't for the support of Blue Vineyard Audio. Need support with producing your podcasts? Blue Vineyard provides help from start to finish. Visit the website today at bluevineyard.com/audio. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us bring you more inspiring content. This podcast was produced by Khan Elmers. Special thanks to our guests, Kendall, Neville, and Carly, for coming on to the show. You have been listening to Adventist Waves.